you were pleased with me. I want to talk to you about God's ability to answer prayer. In Genesis chapter 33, we see a surprisingly joyful reunion between two brothers, Yaakov and Esav, Jacob and Esau. Why was the reunion surprisingly joyful? As we've been tracking through the lives of Yaakov and Esav, we saw that Jacob was not a very good brother. In Genesis 25, we saw Jacob buy Esau's birthright for some bread and a bowl of beans. Then in chapter 27, Yaakov blatantly deceives his father, Yitzhak, Isaac, and steals the blessing from his older twin brother, Esav. This infuriated Esav so much that in verse 41, he was planning on killing his brother. Jacob then fled to his uncle Laban's house, where he remained there for 20 years. In chapter 32, we see Jacob planning to go back to his homeland. However, Yaakov begins to greatly fear his brother Esav, wondering what sort of reaction he might have towards him, wondering if he still carried the grudge, wondering if he still held animosity. We see Jacob uneasy in his nerves regarding the reunion of his brother. In 32:11, we see Jacob do such a simple but powerful thing. He prays. He says, "Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children." Then in verses 22 through 32, we see him isolate himself from his family and wrestle with God. I say all of that to say this: God heard his prayers, God honored his requests, and God blessed him. Why do I say that? Because in Genesis 33, verse 4, the Bible says, "But Esau ran to meet him," that is Jacob, "and embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept." Then in verse 10, Jacob said, "No, please, if I have now found favor in your sight, then receive my present from my hand, inasmuch as I have seen your face as though I had seen the face of God, and you were pleased with me. Please, take my blessing that is brought to you, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." There is so much power in prayer, and I believe it is on the Father's heart in order to tell us, in order to remind us yet again, the importance and power of prayer. I view chapter 33 and the reactions that Esau had towards his brother Jacob as a miracle. All logic says that Esau could have still been angry at Jacob for Jacob's deceptions during their earlier years. However, I believe that the Lord softened Esau's heart towards his brother Jacob. Jacob also recognizes this as a supernatural intervention. Again, he says in verse 11, "Because God has dealt graciously with me." In chapter 32, we saw Jacob asking the Lord for deliverance, praying to God, wrestling with God. Then in chapter 33, we see the outcome of Jacob's prayers. Can I just remind you that regardless of your current situation, praying can change the spiritual atmosphere. I'm feeling as if there's people that need to extend forgiveness to others. I believe the Lord is desiring to reconcile broken relationships, but if there's somebody that you need to forgive, it's time that you do. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your heart. Let's pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Repeat after me. I extend forgiveness to everybody that has wronged me. I desire reconciliation in my relationships. Lord, I ask you to please restore and mend broken hearts. Forgive me for the harmful things that I have said and done towards others. I also forgive those who have harmed me. Lord, thank you for dealing graciously with me. Thank you for your abundant blessings. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.